Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With HodgePodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to get all of you out there to, if you're looking for employment, to find employment that you will enjoy, create your own opportunity. That's a little bit off the show. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But welcome to the show. I'm Gene Hodge. I'm your host and speaker and all those kinds of things. And anyone listening out there, you're welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. It's on my left-hand side over here. I'm not sure if you can see it, but it's 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear you, and I'm here to answer some questions. Have you asked me questions, or participate by adding on to a question or a solution? I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed's the guy that makes everything work. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing well on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I'm ahead of myself, yeah, I think.
No, I almost said Thursday again.
That's because we used to be on Thursdays. No. Now we're here on Wednesday. But Ed's the guy that makes everything work. And so we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so that you kind of get an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. We do see you.
And I want you to make sure that you know we've been seeing you, and we're going to continue seeing you until you leave us. And so I'd like to have you become aware of that, because the whole world can see you. You cannot see you. I cannot see me. I've got two eyes, they point forward. Everyone else can see me all around. I can't. The mirror doesn't show it. Sitting in front of a computer screen doesn't show you the rest of you. And so I want you to know that we see you. The difference is, I know that you could be doing things in terms of employment, because somebody wants to choose you to do what it is that they say that you do. But anyway, since this is about employment opportunities, I just got a question for you. How many of you job seekers, or people that are working, or people that are planning to look for jobs, how many of you know people who've gotten jobs because they knew somebody, or you found out that they knew somebody, and so they got hired because somebody helped you out? Well, I'm going to just say that if you've seen that happen, it's because somebody knew how to go tell somebody else what they want to do, or to ask about it. And so tonight's session, I would like to say something to you regarding this word that's called networking. And what does networking do? What is it? Since you just got your hearing that, since we can all see you, the only thing we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. But anyway, so the topic for tonight is the importance of how to get what you want by networking. I'll say it again. The importance of how to get what you want by networking. And I said that twice, because what you want doesn't have to be a job or anything. It's what you want by networking. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Because that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do that, I'm going to give you what I call a formula for enjoyable employment. Because this whole show is about finding something that you enjoy. And really not finding. It's having others help you to find it. But here's a formula for what I call enjoyable employment. First of all, do a self-assessment of yourself. Write down the things that you like doing, know how to do, and good at doing, that you enjoy doing. Write all those things down. And matter of fact, write down between 3 to 5 things. I'm going to suggest that you list them down the page. 3 to 5 things that you like doing, know how to do, and enjoy doing. Then once you down, the second thing is to take those words that you put down and see if you can put together some sort of a sentence or paragraph whereby you could introduce yourself or tell people who you are using many of those words. And so that's putting your words together. I'm going to say take anywhere between 30 seconds and 90 seconds to tell people who you are. The reason being is because you're standing right in front of them, and they're looking at you already. Anyway, that's the importance. And then the third thing is this thing that's called networking, based on who knows who that knows who that knows who. I'm saying that if you follow this formula, you will indeed find enjoyable employment, I'm going to say, throughout your working career. And so I'm making that bold statement, but that's what we teach our people, is to understand the importance of how do you get things in life that will help you to keep doing it. But anyway, it's time that we take a short break, and we'll be right back. I'm Gene Hodge. I'll be talking to you about how to get what you want by networking. We'll be right back.
I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Find my purpose before it's too late.
He's gonna find his purpose.
Whoa, whoa.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind.
9 to 5, many of you are doing that, which is okay. I'm trying my best to persuade you to do 9 to 5, doing what you enjoy. Because if you're doing that, you don't have a job. You're doing what you enjoy and getting paid. But I am going to share with you my belief in terms of how you can do that. And I mentioned that tonight's topic is how to get what you want by networking. Okay, if you heard the term networking, many of you, well, I'm just going to tell you what it is. Networking, according to my definition, it's the exchange of information or services among individuals, groups, or institutions. That's one definition. Okay, the exchange of information, okay, or services among individuals, groups, or institutions. Anyway, then there's another definition as well. It's the process of establishing a human network. Okay, it's the process of establishing a human network. And so that's what networking means. What's the purpose for it? I'm going to say it's key to you getting what you want. It has nothing to do with a job. It has to do with understanding networking. Because it could be used for jobs. It could be used for you to find an apartment, finding food, the best stores, simply by telling other people what you want and getting into the habit, because most people are going to ask you, what do you want to do anyway? And so learning how to tell people what you want and what you would like to do become the key to you getting what you want. And by networking, you can get what we see you capable of doing, instead of by using what you want. Instead of you looking for what you already want, we can help you. It's done by this thing that's called networking. Now, the purpose of networking is to identify to the listener. The listener is anybody willing to listen to you. That's who the listener is. is to identify to the listener who you are, what your working experience is, and what you're looking for or looking to do next. Mean you don't have to know what's next. You need to know that you're looking for what to do next. And but the purpose of that is that so the listener can assist you by identifying jobs that they think that you can do. Anyways, I'd like to have you really think about that. It's what they think that you can do. You doing what you think you can do is always, and most times, going to be what you've done before. You do it long enough, then you'll find out you've been doing the same kind of work, same kind of job for 5, 10, 20 years. That's great if you enjoy it. It's not great if that's all you know. But it's because you keep choosing to do what you know how to do. Well, let me finish this paragraph because I didn't finish it. But the purpose is so that the listener can assist you by identifying jobs that they think that you can do, or by thinking of people that they know, because you don't know who they know. The contact that you know is the one that you tell, but you don't know who they know. And the other part of this is that they can refer you to people that they know. A reference is always worth gold when people are referring you, because you can't make anybody do that. That's a choice. When you understand that people choose to help you, then you might follow some directions. But anyway, the last thing is the reason you want to tell people who you are is so that they remember you. They know what you like, they know what you want to do, they may forget your name, but they kind of remember who you are and what you want them to do. The reason for that is because they're going to be running into other people that are going to be asking them who they know, and asking people that they're trying to find. They have a job opening, they have an apartment opening, they have all these opportunities where somebody is saying, who do you know that can help me get the right person? Anyway, so I'm going to suggest that by doing the networking, it's always going to be the right person, because it's going to be you. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you how to get started. Okay, so in order to, it's easy to talk about it, but how do you get started? Anyway, so it comes back to when I told you, it comes back to what I had told you earlier. It starts with you. That's where it starts. It starts with you, by you identifying or writing down, I'm going to suggest always write it down, but thinking about what you would like to do and write it down. Because so it starts with you thinking about what would you like to do. If you catch you thinking about what you know how to do, that's not the exercise. It's what you would like to do. Because when you like doing it, then you'll enjoy doing it. There are a lot of people out there that will hire you because they're desperately looking for workers who enjoy their work. Anyway, so that's part of the start. You got to begin to think about what it is that you like. The other part of it is, what do you know how to do? Think of all the things that you know how to do and see if you can come up with a list, almost enough to write a little small book of what you know how to do. So you got things that you can tell people that you know how to do. I didn't say try to tell them you're good at it. Don't tell anybody you're good at it. I'm going to suggest that. Tell them what you know how to do. Let them say you're good at it, not you. All you need to do is tell them what you know how to do, and tell them what you would like to do, by not identifying a title. Okay? I would like to find a job doing what I enjoy doing. I'd like to find a position. I'd like to find an apartment that has 3 rooms and 4 doors. I would like to go to the beach and I don't know where the beach is, who do you know that might be able to help me, give me directions to the beach? It's how to get what you want. It has nothing to do with a job, but jobs could be included. And I don't talk about jobs too much, the word jobs. I talk about what you like to do, the opportunity to do what you would like to do. Once you find out you can do this, that will follow you throughout your working career. You will get to know people, and people will know you, because a lot of people know you already because they see you every day. So I'd like to have you just think about that. But they that's the start. You're doing assessment of yourself. The second step is, who do you know right now? Listen to my words. Who do you know? Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, if you have any, your partners or your church people, the people in the post office, your past supervisors, all the people that know you, that you know. I didn't give you any other parameters other than think about, who do you know? Now, say start at age 14 or 15, but I didn't give you any parameters, which means your thoughts will come to you. Your only job is to write them down so that you may discover how many people you know, and they know you. And then the third thing is once you understand the people you know, because that's where it starts. Well, the third thing is understanding that you don't know who they know. Okay? You don't need to know who they know. Your only job is to tell people you do know what you would like to do. Most of them are going to ask you anyway, what do you like to do? What do you want to do? And I'm going to suggest, tell them what you would like to do in terms of functions, not job titles, because the only job titles you know are the ones you've been exposed to so far. Job titles get made up by humans, and they change every day. But if you like writing or sewing or traveling or swimming, playing sports, tell them those types of things, because those are the things that you like doing. And so if you could be employed doing what you like doing, imagine how happy you would be. That's number one. Number two is, imagine how happy your employer will be. And then imagine getting raises and promotions because they're watching you perform, because it's all in the performance. That's what I mean by the word do. What do you know how to do? Because we see you doing whatever you've been doing, and we always have, although many of you think we don't see you. The difference is that we see what you're good at doing. When you recognize what you like doing, then you'll start telling other people you like doing it. Let them go to work for you. But the bottom line is, you can't make them. So your only job is to tell people, what the people that you know, what you would like to do. And so start with the people that are closest to you, and then branch out to the people you've met in workplace, in travel, anybody that you know how to get in touch with, because they already know you. That's the key to you understanding how it can work for you. It has nothing to do with the next person. It has to do with how it can work for you, because what you have is unique. And so the people who know you, you have no idea who they know. The difference is, when you tell them what you want to do, they can easily say, I got a contact that wants to do A, B, and C. I got a friend of mine that wants to do A, B, and C. I got a job person, a coworker that I work with, that wants to do A, B, and C. I want you to begin to think about how other people will spread the word for you. But more importantly, they don't have to. It's very important to understand who is willing to go share knowing you with somebody else, which is totally out of your control. You can't make them do it. You can't stop them from doing it. It's important to know that they're probably doing it already.
because people like to talk about what the other people are doing. But I started out by saying focus on the things that you like doing and enjoy doing, because when you tell them what you like doing, there are people that want to keep you doing what you like doing, and they'll pay you to keep doing it. But anyway, we're going to take a short break because I'm pretty sure you've heard enough and probably swallowing all that. But I'm talking about how to get what you want by networking. We'll be right back after the word from our sponsor. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Lord, I try. I really try. But I got to think of myself.
Get up. Start all over. Start all over again, because many of you will run into those blocks in terms of where you want to grow, you want promotions, and you find yourself that running into a wall. Don't get so depressed that you stop. Pick yourself up and begin to keep going, but go based on the information that I'm passing on to you, and if you get it, pass it on to all the other people that you know, because you have no idea how many people you help. You have no idea how many people already know, but they never told you. But once you know, then you have something that you can tell others, how did you do it? I'm going through the steps of how to get what you want by networking. Okay, one of the things you might want is a job. But think of other things you might want. You might want a relationship. You might want an apartment. You might want a car. You might want anything. you can get it when you start telling people what you want. Anyway, so I've gone through three steps, and I'm going through the fourth step as we speak, I guess I need to back up, but how to get started? You start by looking at yourself in the mirror, thinking of all the things that you like doing, know how to do, and enjoy doing. Your second thing was to think about all the people that you know, or as many people as you know, that know you. It's just that simple. I didn't give you any ages, any colors. I didn't give you anything other than people you know. Call your friends, family, coworkers. Okay, then the next thing was, once you've told them what you want to do, then it's to understand that they know people that you don't know. So they can go pass the word on to their friends and coworkers and all that, that they know somebody that's looking for employment and they'd like to do these things. They're looking for an apartment, they're looking for almost anything that you can name, looking for airplane tickets. It doesn't really matter. It does matter in terms of how you understand how the process works. Anyway, so then the fourth thing was to tell them what you want to do. Okay? Tell them what you want to do. You can say, I would like to change jobs, and I'd like to do X, A, B, and C. Do you know of anybody that may have an opening? It may be something just that simple. Okay, you may say, I need to move. I'm going to be moving to another city. Do you know anybody there that I could contact because I'm looking for housing or I'm looking for employment? It's knowing that you can get in front of people and tell people you like to better yourself. You know, they're still going to ask you, what do you like to do? What do you know how to do? And you can begin to tell them, I like to do this because I want to better the situation that I'm in right now. Anyway, but also tell them what you'd like to do, what you've imagined doing. Nothing's stopping you from telling people what you'd like to do. But the caution is, doing is performing something. A job title is just a job title. So telling people you like a job title is not what I'm talking about. Telling people what you like doing and enjoy doing, and tell them the reason. The reason is because you want to change jobs, you got to move somewhere, or you want to better yourself. Tell them the reason why you're talking to them. Now, the main reason is because all you really want to do is plant a seed. Okay? Because you don't know who they know. Okay? You don't know who they know. I can only speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure many of you have already experienced this. Have you ever gone anywhere that you've never been before and run into somebody that knows somebody that you know? If you've had that experience, then you will understand how wide networking can be. It doesn't matter. You can be on the other side of the world and you'll run into somebody that knows somebody that you know. Because that's been my experience too many times to not know that you never know who you know that somebody else knows. Okay? Anyway, so by understanding that, you're going to understand networking, because once you know that somebody you met knows somebody that you know, that's how big your networking could be. And it's not just them. You're now part of their network, and they become a part of your network, and your only role is to tell people what you'd like to do. And anyone else who comes to you, now you know how to ask them what they'd like to do if they're not already telling you. But you know how to now choose to help them, because nobody can make you do that. But like I said, it can be used in so many areas. If you're looking for, I just wrote down some things. You're looking for a car, you're looking for a church to go to in town, you're looking for an apartment, you're looking for a house. You can easily say, I'm looking for a job, I'm looking for a position. That's how they will know what you would like to do when you tell them that. Anyway, so the next thing, though, is
is number six. Don't expect them to know anything immediately. Okay? Your only job is to tell them what you would like to do. What you're doing is planting a seed. That's all you're doing is planting a seed, because you don't know who they know. You don't know when they might run into somebody. It could be today, tomorrow, this afternoon. But sooner or later, somebody's going to run into somebody, say, I'm looking for somebody to do this. And your contact would be the person that says, I know somebody that knows somebody. Somebody may come to you and ask you the exact same thing, and you say, I'll think about it. Let me see who I know. Because somebody may pop up and say, I ran into somebody that was looking for employment, doing the things that I like to do, doing the things that you like to do. I would like to connect you to that person. You become the connector, because all the people that you know are connectors to you. By understanding the network, and you can begin to understand how you will think of things that maybe somebody has come to you, say what they're looking for, what they want to do, and all you've got to do is to help the other person by saying, I know somebody that may be the right person. You can't guarantee they'll be the right person, but you can say, I know somebody that may be the right person. And the reason you know, because they've gotten kind of specific with you in terms of what do they want to do, what do they know how to do, and you know that they were looking to go do something else. Once you understand that, then you will use that to help you, because people will help you. It's one of the worst things that you can do is to get around anybody and get in front of someone or anybody and say, I've been doing this all by myself. Nobody has helped me do anything. I hear that so often. And maybe the person who helped you do one thing is standing right next to you. The difference is you don't know how it happened. And so I'd like to have you think about that, because if you've experienced that, then you know how you may have helped somebody and somebody stood right in front of you and said, nobody helped me. Help goes on in the background. It's not something you're going to know. It's not something you can make anybody do. And it's something that will happen when somebody is going to a source that they have faith in, and they're asking that person if they know anybody that could do A, B, and C. And that person could choose to say, yes, I know somebody, and I'd like to get you guys together, because it works that way. Now, notice in this session, I have not said, go fill out an application. Okay, I have not said, keep filling out applications. I didn't say, go look at the same thing that you were doing before that you didn't like. Go looking to do the same thing at another company. I didn't say any of those things. So see if you can catch yourself doing what you may have learned in school about filling out applications and applying for jobs. There are billions of people out there, millions of people in this country that apply for jobs. And it doesn't matter, because there's always competition applying for the same job. Somebody gets chosen. And so it's possible that once you know how this works, it's possible when somebody says, you're the one I want, then they can say, you need to fill out an application. But you filling out an application first, which is the kind of stuff that many of you were taught, many of you do. The flip side is that imagine when it comes to working, imagine, I don't know, a personnel office or actual, the person that's going to do all the hiring, receiving tons of resumes, tons of applications. And they got to go through that, call somebody, you got to do interviewing and all that, when basically the people that you know, that you've told what you want to do, that was your interview. They asked you questions, and they took it from there. They're the ones that can refer you to someone else. The application isn't first. The application says, now that we want you, you need to fill out an application. But it's very important to understand how you know somebody that knew somebody that got them employed, or they got the job. It's very important for you to know how did they do it. Because you could do it too if you're willing to learn that there are other ways. I'm just giving you one of the ways. But it's better than competing with, I don't know, 25 applications, thinking somebody's going to read all of them and all that sort of stuff. And you could get chosen. And many of you have already experienced this. You go to a place and somebody says, you're one of four people that made it this far, we're going to pick one. Okay, you're one of three people that were interviewing. You're one of four people that were interviewing. You're one of 10 people were interviewing. The bottom line is going to get down to one at some point. It may be you. Outside of, if it's not, then all the time that you've put in, that's normal business for most of those that do that. But anyway, I think it's time that we take a short break because I'm getting carried away with talking. But we'll be right back. I'm talking about how to get what you want through networking. We'll be right back.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job. You know if you're in the arena that I'm talking about. because somebody telling you to get a job. You're telling yourself to just get a job. And I'm going to say all of that is valid until you learn something else, a different way to get a job, which is what I'm talking about. Our topic or subject is, how do you get what you want by networking? I've been explaining how the networking process works in terms of you assessing yourself, what do you like to do, know how to do, have done, so that you have a storehouse of the things that you know how to do. Your age doesn't matter. It has to do with what do you know how to do. What do you like doing and what do you enjoy doing? Because the things that you enjoy doing, wouldn't you like to get paid doing that? Once you understand that, then it's getting to the people who already know you, because those are the ones that you know. And by telling them what you want, you don't know who they know, and so they could choose to help you or not choose. None of that is your problem. Now, you should follow up with them a couple of times, once or twice every 2 weeks or something like that. But you want to follow up, let them know if you're still looking, let them know if you're interviewing, if you've met with somebody and all that sort of stuff. But there's one major thing, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but I want to mention it. The person you're talking to, never, never, never talk to that person and asking them about jobs. Always, always, always ask them, who do they know that may be able to help you? Okay? Always ask, who do you know that may be able to help you do what you like to do? Don't expect an answer. You're planting a seed. It's going to take time for them to digest. It's going to take time for them to run into somebody that's telling them what they need or what they're looking for. What you want to do is plant a seed, but never ask the person that you're talking to if they know something for you. Ask, who do they know? Because everybody knows somebody else that knows somebody else that knows somebody else. That's the building the network. That's how your reputation can spread. That's how your credibility can spread. The difference is you want to make it work for you in your favor. And so you always want to ask the person, who do you know that may be able to help you? What you want is possible that the person you're saying that to, the person may say, I'll help you. Okay? Don't put pressure on the one that you want to help you. Let that person volunteer, and it doesn't happen immediately. They may have to think about it and get back to you. The difference is you want to ask, who do they know, because that's how the network begins to spread. That's how you can go to a place, different city or something like that. You're running to somebody that knows somebody that you know. Then you'll understand the power of networking. Until you've experienced that, then you won't know that, I don't think. But it's important to go through it until you recognize how it has worked and worked. You don't want to burn any bridges by telling somebody that nobody helped you. That's one of the worst things that you can do, because you never know who's in the background spreading the word based on what you told them that you would like to do. And so it's very important to know how that works, because that works where everybody doesn't see that. And so that's how you can know that somebody got employed, because they knew somebody that knew somebody. Well, you could do the exact same thing. The difference is that you're doing what you like to do, because you told people what you like to do and what you know how to do. You're responsible for telling people what you like to do and enjoy doing. That's all you want to tell them. We make up titles as times change, as functions change. We make up titles. You never want to tell somebody a title. Always tell them a function, which are things you like to do. Anyway, so like I said, the follow-up. And then the last thing is once you've said that, you may want to ask the person that you're talking to, what do you think I can do? Now,
recognize the order. You ask them, who do they know? Which now you didn't ask them at all. You just asked, who do they know? You can always come back and say, what do you think I can do based on the things I told you that I enjoy doing? They can come up. They may say, I can't think of anything right now, which is, that's what the answer probably is going to be. You want to give them time to think, and many will get back to you and tell you what they think based on what you told them you like to do. They'll probably tell you what you can do with titles, with job titles that they may be aware of. So I want you to just really, really think about the art of networking, the purpose of networking, but how it can be used throughout your entire lifetime to help you get what you want, including employed. Notice I said including employees. Okay, so job is not it. It's how can you get what you want. Just a matter of your imagination in terms of things that you might want. How can you get it? Anyway, so job falls into the category with everything else. Like I said, it could be a house. It could be a relationship. It could be the travel. It's what do you want that you're willing to tell people what you like to do. Let them choose how they might want to help you, which they're going to choose anyway. But don't expect anything immediately. The difference is expect that now you got people out there working for you because they want to help you. And you don't know who's doing it. What you might know is that as you get going, people will start to contact you wanting to know if you're still looking. That'll give you some clues as to who's still looking for you. But I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's how you can get what you enjoy doing through networking. Getting employed is just one of the many things that you could use by just doing this, because if we don't know what you want to do, then you'll do what you don't want to do because we gave you a job. All I want you to do is to do what you always have been doing, and somebody's willing to pay you to keep doing it. Anyway, so I'd like to just have you think about that, because our time is just about run out. And but I'd like to have you know that it's possible. This is how you can create your own opportunities, and it will last you a lifetime of creation based on you telling people what you would like to do and asking them what they think that you could do. Because, whoops, I hear the music, which means my time's up. Listen to Frank Sinatra. I'm saying all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, have been doing, you literally have been doing it your way. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how we can help you to find exactly what you want over and over again, because you are doing it your way when you're not working. There's a way to turn that around and keep doing it, and we're willing to pay you and want to pay you just by doing it your way. And we're out of here until next time.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters flood the campus of the University of Texas at Austin, calling for Israel to end the occupation of Gaza. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Israel is a racist state!
Palestinian Solidarity Committee of Austin calling for the student walkout and to occupy the campus's south lawn.